Hello, rock stars. I am Lauren Shippen, professional writer who was also banging out tunes in 2006.
And I'm Cherokee McAnally, head of entertainment at Tumblr, who has also banged her head many times, resulting in 3 concussions.
And this is Dashboard Diaries, a podcast for you, the folks who are in this internet bunker with us. We talk about what's going on our favorite hell site, get into what we like to call Tumblr lore, do fandom deep dives, and share the times when we've gone feral over a new ship. Now, Cherokee, these concussions.
Yes.
You talked about this week with someone else for Tumblr. Would you like to tell us about your last week on Tumblr?
I did indeed. It was a big week on Tumblr, perhaps one of my biggest weeks on Tumblr. We interviewed Ben Schwartz. We did an answer time with him for his new film, Renfield, which I really enjoyed.
Oh, it looks so fun.
Halfway through the interview, he ended up asking me facts about myself. And one of the facts about myself that I shared was that I have gotten 2 concussions from walking into glass and 1 concussion from sneezing and hitting my head on a freezer door.
Oh,
as one does.
My God.
And so we had a great little back and forth about it. Actually, on the entertainment Tumblr, we have made a special concussion cut of the interview that you can check
Cannot
out.
Cannot wait to watch this.
So yeah, a really special week on Tumblr. And based on the tags, there are multiple other people who have had multiple concussions. I won't say there's dozens of us, but there are single digits of us. One person reblogged and said they've had 8.
Ooh.
And to that person, I want to say, are you okay?
Yeah, are concussions one of those things that once you've had one, you're like more susceptible to getting them afterwards? Is that true?
I think so.
That feels like one of those things that is true, but that I do not know if it is true.
Right. When I reblogged the post, I said, I've had 3 concussions, but I haven't had one in years. So I think the clock resets. And someone reblogged and was like, that is absolutely not how that works. The clock does not reset. So I think it's definitely, there's something, like there is definitely with every concussion. It's not like you get a concussion immunity, I think
right.
It's very much like
right. Yeah.
Worsening brain injury every time. My brain's great though. She's thriving.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
doing great up
we,
in
we
here.
We love your brain. We love your brain. Does Tumblr,
yeah, we love,
does the merch
know,
store sell any helmets or anything like that that we could throw on you?
We honestly should. Lauren, you are right on the money because someone also replied, Cherokee, you should wear a helmet for day-to-day activities, which is accurate. I maybe should. So anyway, how was your last week on Tumblr, Lauren?
It was good. You know, it was a pretty good Tumblr week for me, or I guess 2 weeks, or really, I mean, I guess kind of last month, because our last episode, we had so much fun with the folks from Digital Folklore, and we talked about Goncharov, but it really was more of a discussion about like just how folklore on the internet works. So we didn't do any of our normal Tumblr catch-up stuff. So today we're going to do some sort of Tumblr catch-up stuff and then talk about a small Tumblr holiday that we recognized this past week. But I do want to say, without diving too deep into, you know, specific fandom drama, I do want to say that my second prediction for 2023 in fandom has come true. Okay, so for those of you who might just be tuning into this episode for the first time, at the beginning of this year, Cherokee and I made predictions for what might happen in fandom in 2023. And we had a sort of high chance prediction and a low chance prediction. And both of my predictions have come true, and both of them as a result of polls, basically. So the first one was that there was going to be the resurgence of a long dead fandom, and that happened with the sort of trying to find the like ultimate Tumblr sexy man, which we did an episode about, and the rise of the Welcome to Night Vale fandom, reanimation, I guess I should say. And then my other one was that there was going to be some sort of like backlash fandom discourse, and I guessed that it was going to be around Our Flag Means Death. And that happened in the most Tumblr way possible. And I say this as a person who loves Our Flag Means Death and who has absolutely no horse in this race whatsoever. But there was a poll, or I guess I should say there was a specific Tumblr that was doing Tumblr polls about the ultimate pirate. And there was a sort of final poll that was Steed Bonnet from Our Flag Means Death and, oh gosh, I'm forgetting his name, from Black Sails. I have not actually seen Black Sails, but
neither have I.
The main guy from Black Sails. Black Sails fandom. I'm sorry.
Black
I love
Sails
you.
Steve.
I follow so many of you, and yet somehow this name has not cemented itself in my brain. But anyway, again, without getting too, like, you know, into these particular fandoms, because, you know, I'm not part of either of them, and I think, you know, they're all wonderful people, but it did devolve into a complete fandom meltdown just around this particular poll, and it was very fun. It was, like, one of those things that was fun to watch just from a distance, you know, it's sort of the iceberg going by as you're in your ship and you're seeing this very niche thing that is actually not representative of what a fandom is, but that for whatever reason spirals out of control. And it's one of those things where it's, like, one thing happens and then mostly what you're seeing is commentary on the thing. And it was just it was a very fun time, because I don't think any of us really knew what was going to happen when Tumblr introduced the poll feature. And I feel like every mm-hmm. possible thing that could happen has happened. And it's really enabled me to sort of say I'm right, because polls made both my predictions come true. So I'm feeling very good about that.
And it's only April, Lauren. It's only I feel April. Like you need to make some more predictions. We're not even halfway through the year.
That's true.
Maybe we'll follow up about those in our next episode.
That's true. I'll see if I can come up with some new predictions, maybe some poll specific predictions.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was something that was going on my dashboard. I don't know if it crossed your dashboard at all. This is what's also amazing about Tumblr drama, is sometimes you see it and sometimes you don't.
Ships in the night, Lauren, I absolutely didn't see any of that. And I have very much been on Tumblr the past week.
This was probably like 2 weeks ago. This is before we recorded our last episode, so I've been like saving it. But yeah, it was pretty dominant. I would say that sort of dominated my dash for about 2 days, right? It was like sort of one of those, you know, flash in the pan things. I think because I follow a lot of people who are in both fandoms. And so I was sort of seeing both sides of it, which was really fun. And then it's just been Barbie sort of wall to wall since the new trailer came out.
The this Barbie and then the this is just Ken.
Yes.
Or Ken is just, I am absolutely loving that. Obviously, there was a Neil one foreshadowing for later in our episode. But yeah, really, I mean, the Barbie marketing team, holy moly, are they on their shit.
They're on their shit.
Kudos to all of them. They're crushing it.
Yeah.
We love just every single, have they made all of these memes happen? Like, I feel like, I don't know if tickets to Barbie they made happen, but this one definitely they did.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, this is like, impressive. It's a generator, it's like right? Like you can just go and make one of your own and it automatically generates for you. Me and my group chat did it. And I got something that was like, this Barbie, something about reading a lot, which I think was particularly ironic because everyone else in my group chat like reads like 700 books a month, and I've been struggling to read my third book of the year currently. So the Barbie meme generator was not accurate for me.
I didn't know it generated. I thought you just made it up and like you put what you are in there.
I think that is what the Tumblr memes have mostly been, right? Like is people making their own ones for fandom and stuff, and those have been fantastic. But there is, I'm going to get the link for you.
There was I'm going to send this to you right now. For Dungeons and Dragons, when we did the like press junket for it, while we were in kind of the virtual waiting room, you could go over to a Dungeons and Dragons photo booth and they superimposed you into the poster.
Cool.
So I have that.
You have to post that. I want to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you right now. And then we can post it on we'll post it on the Dashboard Diaries blog if anyone wants to see me in D&D.
Absolutely. And actually, should we do this Barbie selfie generator right now? And then post them. I'm gonna do a new one.
Yes.
I'm gonna take a selfie.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
What'd you get?
I got this Barbie is about to go off.
Oh, yes.
What did you get?
I got this Barbie is a model without an agent.
Oh, we love to see
which
it.
Which I feel sort of like a compliment, but maybe also like a complisult, you know, like backhanded compliment. I love it. And we'll be sure to post the link to that Barbie selfie generator.
Yes. Oh my God.
Which I'm assuming
so
has been
fun.
Made by the like official Barbie team.
Yeah.
That would be my assumption. Oh yes. Yeah. Warner Brothers Entertainment copyright. So yes, the marketing team is on their shit. And speaking of going off, Cherokee, I would love to hear you go off. Do you have a Supernatural update for us?
Do I ever? The episode was called The Benders, season 1, episode 15. This episode was, I wrote down, part Most Dangerous Game, part Texas Chainsaw Massacre, part Criminal Minds. It really had it all.
Ooh, ooh.
The demons in this episode were people. And Dean has a line where he's like, you know, I demons are easy, but people, they can do the evil shit or like whatever mm-hmm. it is. I was like, ooh, deep. So really interesting episode. The plot of it essentially is that there are these kind of people up like in the wilderness kidnapping people, keeping them in cages, and then doing like a most dangerous game style situation where they hunt them.
I don't remember terrifying. This episode at all.
Terrifying. And Sam gets caught because he is looking for someone who's been kidnapped.
Whoa.
But yeah, it was really interesting. The whole episode, I was waiting for it to be like, oh, no, there's actually a demon, but the people are serving the demon. No, this was just a bad people episode.
I like that.
It was like a CSI or something. Yeah, I like it too. I think it was very good.
I'm into that.
And, you know, I'm just so excited to get into the later season meta episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I really just like, I know I'm far away yet and these episodes are great, but I am so excited for just the complete unhinged scale of the later Supernatural seasons.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, my sleep paralysis demon in this episode is definitely just, you know, people in general. Just people.
Yeah, you know, I believe that, you know, the philosophers of old said something just like that.
Yes. Call me Plato, you know.
All right, now that we've gone into the Supernatural vault, let's go into our own vaults for our dashboard confessionals. Cherokee, what ephemera from your past do you have this week?
Oh my gosh, Lauren, I'm so excited to share this one. When I saw this, I actually got giddy. So, you know, I love puns.
Oh yeah.
I have been telling this joke for years, and I thought I just like found it on the internet somewhere. I just discovered today I found it on Tumblr because I reblogged it in April 2015, and it's an excellent text post. I have a jazzy little joke for you all. Prepare yourselves.
I'm ready.
So this is from @superdone. The post says, a guy walks into a bar and sees three pieces of meat hanging from the ceiling. The guy asks, what's this about? The bartender replies, well, if you can jump up and slap the meat, you get free drinks for the rest of the night. If you miss, you pay for everyone's drinks for the next hour. You want to do it? The guy replies, nah, the stakes are too high. One of my favorite jokes.
That is a good joke. That is a classic Cherokee joke.
Yep.
And you know what? It's something I didn't see where it was going. You got me.
Really?
Yeah, you got me good.
Oh, God. I'm so excited about that.
That is an excellent one.
Yeah. This is a big, big week on Tumblr, I guess, every year. Big, you know, big April on Tumblr.
April. Everybody kind of wakes up from hibernation and starts, you know, posting
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. It's 85 degrees outside. The stakes are too high. I'm hitting my head on mirrors. It's effervescent, as one would
exactly.
say. Exactly. what do you have for us this week, Laura?
I have a very simple one and a very short one, but it makes me laugh every single time I see it. And it's from a user, speed limit 15. And it just says, pronounces hors d'oeuvres as horse divorce.
Oh, heritage post.
It's an old one. I reblogged it. This particular reblog is from 6 years ago, but it's definitely been around for a while. And I think it does work a little bit better as like in reading it than saying it, but it is still very funny.
Also, I love that this week we both did punny text posts.
Yes.
Lauren,
on the
look
same
at that.
Wavelength.
Wow, wavelength. We love to see it.
Incredible stuff. All right, well, we have more April goodness to get to, but first, a quick little ad break. This week's Tumblr vibe is falling in love with a TV show that is new to you and realizing that it has 10 seasons for you to marathon watch. Okay, so today we are diving into a piece of Tumblr lore, specifically one that comes up every April 13th. This is, of course, Neil banging out the tunes. Cherokee, what was your first encounter with Neil and his banging of the tunes? And also, can you describe for us what this is?
Where do I even start, Lauren? Neil banging out the tunes, speaking of heritage posts, is absolutely, it's a Tumblr heritage post. It's a Tumblr holiday. It portrays a photo of a, I believe, naked mole rat or,
he's a hairless rat,
something,
I believe.
The hairless of the hairless rat variety. Mm-hmm. Yes, a hairless rat. in front of a tiny little rainbow keyboard situation. And it says Neil banging out the tunes, April 13th, 2006. I believe, of course, as you may have ascertained, Tumblr didn't even exist yet when Neil banged out his tunes.
That's true, yeah.
A year before Tumblr existed, Neil was already banging his tunes out. And so this post, I believe, was on a website where people where people shared their rat pet photos.
Yeah.
Right?
So I dove into the history of this particular meme in preparation for this episode, which I'd never done before. I think the first time I saw Neil was probably 2014, 2015. The oldest existing post of Neil dates back to December of 2014, but that is a reblog of a post from a blog that no longer exists called Lambhoof. So it's a little unclear.
Lost to history.
It's a little unclear when Neil first made it to Tumblr. But the original photo of Neil banging out the tunes is from a website called The Agile Rat. And it is a sort of blog about training your rat. And on it, there's several other photos of Neil with his little keyboard. And as well as a lot of other rats doing a lot of other stuff, including other rat things. Banging on keyboards. But I think what's so interesting to me about this particular thing is just, this Tumblr user who now no longer has their blog posted it just sort of without any other context, just posted the photo. And it being connected back to this agile rat is from this article from The Defector by Brian Feldman. So thank you, Brian, for doing the legwork on finding these other photos of Neil. I'll make sure to post this article. And for whatever reason, it just blew up on Tumblr. And I think what I really love about it is that it is like truly a native Tumblr meme. Like, it has since spread to the wider internet, but like it, this wasn't, you know, sort of Tumblr taking a meme from somewhere else and then turning it into a recurring thing. Like, it started on Tumblr, it's still going. We just celebrated 17 years of Neil. And just what a treat to see this little rat banging out tunes every single year on April 13th. Look at him go.
It's just such a special holiday. And I honestly couldn't tell you when I first saw Neil. I know I've reblogged Neil multiple times. I wish I had the stamina to go and look through the more than 50,000 posts I've reblogged. Yeah. I searched like a few Neil tags and unfortunately none came up because I never tagged my post in reblogs until recently.
Same.
So Neil is lost to the blog history. But I love that. Speaking of, you know, Tumblr being like a hive mind and everyone kind of going in on stuff together or being on the same wavelength, everyone on Tumblr's like kind of gets together for Neil banging out the tunes. And I found a post. Well, a couple things. First off, I love that Neil banging out the tunes has been adapted into every meme format possible.
Oh, yeah.
There's the do it for him meme format, the My Beloved, of course, a classic. And I also saw, I was wondering, you know, our good friend Neil Gaiman is on Tumblr. Of course, I'm sure he engages in the holiday. He bangs out the stories.
He does.
I looked at his blog and someone did send him, just without context, the Neil banging out the tunes photo, and Neil reblogged it on the 13th.
Aww.
We will be reblogging that to the Dashboard Diaries blog. But I love that even, you know, Neil got involved with Neil's day. And I also found a list, the Tumblr post that lists every Tumblr holiday for the year. And I just really love, like, I loved seeing it all together and just loved, like, the chaos of this list.
Yes.
First off, I want to do an episode about every single item on here.
Absolutely.
Of course. And I would also love to do a poll about this, asking people what their favorite Tumblr holidays are, because I immediately have a favorite. And I would love to know what yours is, Lauren. Should I first read through all of the options for our listeners?
Yes, please. Also, it's so funny. I liked the same post, actually.
Wavelength.
Same wavelength.
All right. So the holidays, they start late in the year with the Ides of March, then the Oscars, April Fools, of course, a classic. Neil banging out the tunes, the perfect date, April 25th. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be May, Met Gala, Star Wars Day, Dash Con, Sans Sexy Man Queen's Death, followed by Immediate Resurrection as Trisha Paytas Baby DWD Drama Day, September 8th. That's a lot. Do You Remember, September 21st, Dancing Pumpkin Day, Mean Girls Day, /FMA Day, The Skeleton War, November 5th, Please, It's Christmas, It's December 10th.
It's a good list.
What a beautiful, honestly, I am updating my annual time off to take these as holidays. Actually, no.
Tumblr should just do that as a company. It's Tumblr holidays.
It really should. But then if we took those days off, how would we as a company engage
That's true.
In the holiday?
You should get like the day after,
also,
you know.
We really should, yeah, because we can go all in on the day. Also, I'm shocked that the dress, as like the day that the dress happened, isn't on there. I feel like there's some other classic holidays that could be included on there. But what's your favorite of this list, or the one that you kind of remember or engage in the most?
I mean, it's funny because like some of these events like sort of stand out very strongly to me. Like DashCon really stands out mm-hmm. to me. November 5th really stands out to me. And obviously I still recognize those holidays, but I think to me the initial time that those things happened really stands out. So I think my favorite like just recurring holiday is Dancing Pumpkin Man Day. I just love that dancing pumpkin. Is that your favorite?
It is.
We're on the same
wavelength. So much. It just makes me feel so good.
Yes.
I love his little dance.
His little dance. It's so good. We'll reblog some Dancing Pumpkin. I think we have on our Tumblr in the past, but we'll be sure to do it again just in case you haven't seen the pure joy of this local newsman dancing.
It is truly beautiful to behold.
It really
my
is.
Favorite part of the Halloween spooky season is the Dancing Pumpkin Man. And again, yeah, I think my favorite Tumblr holiday, he's just pure, just, and he's just dancing.
Just so
he's
pure.
Just a little pumpkin man,
so
doing his best.
So good.
We love to see it.
And it's interesting because some of these I think I definitely think of as sort of being a little bit like smaller, a little bit like less Tumblr focused. Like certainly people talk about the Oscars and people certainly.
I was interested about a few of them.
Yeah. But like, okay, do you know what the Sans Sexy Man Queen's Death thing is?
No. Do you?
You know, it's so funny. As I was like saying it out loud, I was like, oh, I do kind of remember this actually. Because the day that the queen died, like, Trisha Paytas, who I don't know who that is, but that is a name I see occasionally on the internet. Her baby was born. These other things, the Sans Sexy Man, I'm assuming that was like maybe the Sexy Man poll that was happening on Twitter before eventually it mm-hmm. moved over to Tumblr. DWD Drama Day, I don't know what that means. So I think we're going to, come September, we're going to have to do an episode on that.
100%.
Because,
first I'm going to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Then. We're coming for that. I do remember, because I know that Sans is like such a big sexy man. That's such a big deal.
Yes.
And I do remember someone being like, this fandom event killed the queen or something
okay.
along those
yeah,
lines.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know,
that makes sense.
And so I think it's kind of coming. It's coming together now. Just like there was that theory that John Mulaney was the one who killed Princess Diana.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. Which was a fun Tumblr moment.
Or that Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know this.
Yeah, that's just a fact. Never been caught. But, I think what's so special about Neil in particular is that, like, I think maybe because I'm more aware of these things now because of this podcast, like, it felt like just there was even more Neil content on my dash this year.
Yeah.
And I also think it's just the resurgence of Tumblr and people wanting to, you know, bring people in on the Tumblr, the holidays and traditions and things like that. But just some of the Neil fan art that I saw this year was absolutely incredible. There's this one.
Oh my gosh.
There's this one. I don't know if you saw this, Cherokee, but there's this one clay sculpture that some.
I did see that.
It's incredible. We will reblog this. Dashboard Diaries.
Work of art. It is a work
it's
of
gorgeous.
Art. I want it in my home.
Me too.
Like, I love it. Also, yeah, I love. Again, we love Tumblr. We know this. We have a whole show about it. But I just like it is. Tumblr is so special in the way that everyone goes all in on these Tumblr holidays. Like we are all as a website celebrating this together. And it really just like it really highlights what a kind of weird and wonderful community that Tumblr is. That everyone's like, yeah, obviously April 13th is Neil banging out the tunes day. What are you talking
obviously.
About? You know, right?
And
like,
to see
duh.
It trending number one as like literally Neil banging out the tunes. Like that whole thing trending.
The whole thing. Like on other websites, it's like, I don't know, the things actually happening on the world. And on Tumblr, it's like Homestuck, Neil banging out the tunes.
That's the other thing too, is that Homestuck, I guess, sort of premiered or the first issue or... I still don't really understand what Homestuck is. We're going to have to do a Homestuck episode.
Me neither. Yeah, we're going to have to.
April 13th is also a Homestuck anniversary.
We know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are going to need a Homestuck expert to come on and talk to us about Homestuck. But yeah, in terms of numbers that Neil is doing on Tumblr, like, is that something that you have, like, have you seen, like, any growth over time? Or, I don't know what kind of stats you have.
Okay. On April 13th alone, there were 81,000 reblogs of Neil banging out the tunes content, 65,000 likes of Neil banging out the tunes content, 6,000 searches of Neil banging out the tunes content. And that is just on the 13th alone. We just saw like an enormous uptick. But overall, in the month of April, Neil has garnered over 100,000 new notes on Neil content.
Oh, yay. So Neil, so much Neil love.
Just, yeah. So much Neil love. And I also believe that these like take a little time to populate. So if we circle back in a week, I think Neil will have even more of a moment, because these numbers feel small, honestly, compared to like the way that Neil
that we've covered
fully takes over. Yeah. And so I really am wondering, just because it's only been a few days and our content, we generally aggregate content after 7 days.
Oh, okay.
And so it's only been 4 days that we're recording this episode on the 17th. So I do think if we check back later, Neil will have grown. So maybe we can circle back in the next episode with the updated Neil metrics. Yeah. Neil numbers. Yes.
Regardless, Neil's been getting a lot of love and we love to see it.
We love him.
And as we do every week, we will close out the episode with the things that we love. Jeremy, what's giving you the feels this week?
It's Yellow Jackets, Lauren.
Yes.
God, I love that show. It's so good. I'm so entertained by it. It is absolutely a dark comedy. It's a very dark comedy, but it is hilarious, honestly. On the internet, in the time that I've spent in the Tumblr fandom and also on Reddit, on like the subreddit, a lot of people are saying that, you know, they thought these last two episodes were filler episodes. Mm. And I beg to differ. I think there is just a lot of beautiful groundwork and like fuckery afoot in these episodes that I am very much enjoying. Are you caught up on Yellow Jackets?
I'm okay with spoilers. So if you know, there's a spoiler alert for our audience.
Yes, because I just am obsessed with the fact that people are calling Jackie's character Snacky because everyone ate her.
Snacky is pretty good.
Yeah, Snacky is excellent. And I just like, I love how much the cast loves this show.
Yeah.
They spend so much time with their younger and older counterparts, like really making sure that they're, you know, doing the mannerisms correctly. And like, even I saw a character breakdown the other day, I think it was on Tumblr, of how the way that each character acts and walks is a direct reflection of like the way that they're staying as a teenager because of the trauma they experienced. So they were like, if you look at the way that Natalie walks, she kind of like throws her body around like a petulant, kind of like annoyed, angsty teen and like stuff like that. And I was watching
that.
I was the other day laughing at the way she walked. And it's just like, I love a show where every detail, every little thing really is kind of like something that matters and you can kind of look closely at, because you can just rewatch it and find out so much more. So
totally.
I just have so much to say about Yellow Jackets. I would love for us to do a Yellow Jackets episode at the end of the season.
Yes, I think that's a great
idea.
Because
it's also really exciting to see how Yellow Jackets has taken off on Tumblr, because season one, it really didn't. Mm. And I was all in on season one and I was loving it and Tumblr wasn't. And I was like, come on guys, like this show is so good. You're going to love this. And it took off so much season two. And I'm so glad it did, because it's just such a Tumblr show.
It really is.
I mean, it is excellent. And yeah, so big, big fan of Yellow Jackets and everything to do with it. Can't wait for the rest of the season. They have a 5-season arc.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Right. And I just like need to know what happens. But yeah, enjoying the ride.
Do you have a favorite character?
Do I have a favorite character? Oh God, that's a good question. I think my favorite character in like a I support women's rights, but most importantly, I support women's wrongs is Shauna.
Hell yes.
Because she's insane. She is batshit.
Unhinged.
Completely unhinged. And I love her for it. Juliette Lewis is Natalie. Gosh, the actress who plays Shauna, what's her name?
Melanie Lynskey.
Melanie Lynskey. But someone tweeted like, Melanie Lynskey, like, I hope you know that put it like, I hope you know that putting Melanie Lynskey in any show is like a guarantee that like the gays will watch it. Like the gays love you, Melanie Lynskey. And she replied like, thank you. That means so much. And someone replied like, the straight community loves you too. And she goes, that's less exciting, James, but excited, like, but thank you all the same or something like that. And I was just like, God, I love Melanie Lynskey. I love this show. It's so good.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, I think Shauna is my favorite character from a, like, you know, go girl, like be insane kind of level. But I also do love Natalie just cause she's so good. Like but then I also love Misty again cause she's so friggin' unhinged.
So nuts.
It's hard to pick because they're all so ridiculous. And also Mari, sleeper bitch, love her too. who's your favorite character?
Oh gosh. I mean, yeah, I do love Shauna. Like, I love watching her be totally bonkers. Like, and also I'm a huge Melanie Lynskey fan. Like, I am, you know, one of those queer folk who absolutely will watch anything that Melanie Lynskey's in.
She's perfect. No, no.
She's perfect.
God, yeah. I am so excited for you to catch up and also so jealous that you aren't currently caught up and you get to watch episodes 1 through 4. Also, Succession, which
oh my god,
is on my feels this week. Did you watch the?
Absolutely.
I haven't watched last night's episode or this week's episode.
I have watched last night's episode. Yeah,
but last week's episode,
it got me good.
Oh my god,
like
it really did. Such a good episode. The acting,
oh, absolutely incredible.
That cast, unbelievable.
Their chemistry is so good.
So good. I'm sad the show's ending this season.
I know, but it's right, you know. They shouldn't go on forever. Like, it's right.
I do like they're picking, they're like ending on a high note.
Yeah.
Instead of dragging it out like Grey's Anatomy, which I do love, but season 19, you know, it's rough. It's rough for us Shonda heads us, you know, gals who won't quit. What has you and your feels this week, Lauren, other than the most intense succession episodes?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely surprised me in terms of how much I actually was like affected by it. Like, I did, you know, because part of the fun of watching Succession is just like watching these absolutely awful people be awful and be unhappy, right?
Yeah.
But like, no, I did feel for all of them. But the thing that's got me in my feels right now is a new Blorbo that I have. I have a new Blorbo. Yes, I'm very excited about it. So as listeners of the pod know, I am a big Star Wars fan. I guess like a minor spoiler slightly for the last Mandalorian episode, episode 7. The mention of Thrawn and also the new like Ahsoka teaser for TV show coming out this summer that has Thrawn in it. I was like, all right, I'm finally going to read the Thrawn trilogy. If you are a Star Wars fan who has no idea what I'm talking about, watch Rebels. It's fantastic. It's an animated Star Wars show that Thrawn appears in. Thrawn is this villain who now is coming into live action. He's played by Lars Mikkelsen. So you know that it's just going to be like off the charts good. And there's this trilogy from 2017, or it began in 2017, of like a Thrawn kind of like origin story, or I guess like how he rose in the ranks in the Empire before becoming Admiral Thrawn. And I'm reading the first book right now and I'm just like ripping through it because it's so good. And the like other central character is this Imperial ensign named Eli Vanto, and he's like Thrawn's like reluctant right-hand man, and their dynamic is so good. And Eli is just like, he's so good. He's this like nobody from wild space who ends up sort of like entangled in all of its imperial politics. And like Thrawn is the best way I described it to my partner as, imagine if it was Sherlock Holmes and John Watson, except John Watson sort of hated Sherlock's guts. but also kind of loved him. Like it's a really great dynamic. And I was so happy because I just like, you know, decided, I was like, all right, like, are there other people? Am I crazy for just like in the first 2 chapters falling head over heels for this character? Mm-hmm. And I went to Tumblr and, you know, typed in Eli Vanto, and lo and behold, there's like tons of fan art. There's tons of people shipping him in Thrawn, which like, boy, do I get that. And so I'm very, very excited. And it's also so exciting because it's like, you know, when you get into something and you realize that there's like actually a good chunk of content for you to consume.
Yeah.
That's where I am right now, where there's 2 whole books to go. And I don't know if Eli's in all of them, but I know that like he's at least in one of them, I'm pretty sure. And I am very, very hopeful that he's going to appear in the live action in some capacity, because currently he's only a book character. They've been bringing in book characters to the live action, like Cobb Vanth, the character that Timothy Olyphant plays in The Mandalorian, is a book character. So, like, Eli Vanto, that is what's in my, getting me in my feels this week. If you are a person who, like, likes the dynamics of, like, Hannibal and, like, Sherlock Holmes and John Watson, like, this is a weird mix of those two, I highly recommend it. Thrawn by Timothy Zahn.
Wow, what a combo. We love to hear it. Congratulations on having a new Blorbo.
Thank you.
And having so much more to read. That's such a good feeling, being like, I'm loving this and I'm nowhere near the end.
Yes, yeah. Oh, and also just knowing, too, that there's, like, fan fiction out there and fan art and fan theories and all this kind of stuff that, like, you know, I've been avoiding all of it because I don't want to be spoiled for his story, but I'm very excited. And that brings us to the end of our show. I'm Lauren Shippen, and you can find me at thelaurenshippen.tumblr.com.
And I'm Cherokee McAnally, and you can find me at overshares.tumblr.com. This and overshares, O-V-E-R-C-H-E-R-S. It's a pun. This has been... This has been Dashboard Diaries, and
may your anons always be loving,
your dash always refresh,
your gifts always be loading,
and your ships always canon.
May the fix you're reading always be finished,
and the answers you seek always in the reblogs.
Thanks for scrolling with us.